Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. If you're just joining us, we welcome you, and if you were with us in the first hour, we hope that you stay with us in the second hour, and we welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the role of the people. There's so much that I can't tell you about what's going on out there, but today I wanted to basically concentrate on you. What can you do to spread the word so we can change the country? Now, the Second Amendment was put there for a reason. You know, they could have easily done away with it and, you know, forget about guns in the hands of the people, but you know, I really don't see it as a deterrent to the government. And the last thing I want to see is people taking up arms to change the government. I think we have that already built in to the Constitution. It's already built in on how to do that. But unfortunately, the system of government that we have, you know, the system is there. It's not that the system is corrupt. It's people are corrupt. And I guess the prosperity that we enjoyed in the last, when I say probably, I don't know, 60, 70 years, is probably the one to blame. Because as long as we were in need economically and financially, and as long as we were working hard to earn our money, when we had to go out there and work, we paid more attention to what was happening in the government. But now, as a matter of fact, it's an incentive for a lot of people not to work. A lot of people like the system. What the heck are we talking about? The system is great. A lot of people who never worked in their lives, they get a little check at the end of the month. They can have housing, subsidies, medical subsidies, and the government is paying for all that. Well, actually, the government does not have money. The government is not someone that works. The government takes money out of your pocket and give it to somebody else. Spreading the wealth. So we very much, the lifestyle and the standards of living that we have in this country is very much, in my opinion, is very much to blame. Because we don't need to know what the government is doing. We can do it. You can go and work for McDonald's or Burger King or one of these jobs and very much live comfortably in an apartment and drive a car, have a DVD player, etc. And very much everything is cool. We'll talk about this and what's going on in the country when we come back from the break. See you in a little bit.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about lots of things, really, but we're talking about mainly you and what can you do. But before the break, I was talking about the social diseases that our politicians intentionally infested the society with. And I was talking about why people are not involved in the political life in the United States is basically because they're comfortable and they don't want to get out of their comfort, even though every time you get out of your comfort, you really things start happening to you. I'm not just talking about the politics here. I'm talking about anything in life. Another problem that we have, ladies and gentlemen, that we are not tackling right is the illegal immigration problem. It's also a disease that we are not dealing with properly. Now, instead of going and protecting and building walls in Iraq and financing a wall that is separating Palestinian cities, Palestinian from Palestinian, maybe we need to control our borders. The only problem is our politicians are playing politics in this. Not what's good for the country, but what's good for them. You know, we're probably the only country in the world. I'm sure illegal immigration problem is in a lot of countries where the needy go to those who are not as needy. I'm sure some of the countries in Europe are suffering very much from the same disease. But over here in the United States, all we need to do is deal with the problem just like any other country in the world deal with it. Now, no one is saying don't get these poor people from Mexico and other countries and give them jobs. No one is saying that. But there are ways of doing that. There's nothing wrong with going, having these private companies who want these workers go on the other side of the border, recruit the right and proper people, and then come back with their documentation. Make sure they are, you do a background check on them over there. And bring in, you want to bring in 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, 1,000 people at a time, that's fine. They will be legal workers instead of illegal immigrants. And if you catch one who's illegal, send them back. And make companies responsible for the workers they bring in, that they're not going to go out there wandering around. If someone doesn't show up at work, right away you send his name to the authorities and they will go pick him up and ship him back. That's how, I mean, this is not something new. This is how other countries deal with their illegal immigrations or legal work or workers. But, you know, when you have a border that is wide open and you have a lot of people are crossing the border, that's a problem. That's a problem that is worse than the war. It's worse than the politicians. It's worse than anything you ever seen. Some of you might say, oh, you know, you're so heartless that you want to prevent these people from coming here and making their lives better. I'm not saying that. I'm saying regulate. Don't just let it be, because other countries, if you cross over the border, they'll shoot you. Period. They will shoot you. That's why they have border patrol with guns. And that will deter people from just helping themselves and crossing over. Now, what do you think if somebody just comes into your house? How are you going to deal with that? You know, a lot of people on the border, a lot of these little towns on the border, they're having that problem. That's one way to deal with it. But all these social diseases that we have, how can we take care of this if our politicians are so corrupt that they cannot take care of it themselves? Because they will be worried about their election. They will be worried about where their money is going to be coming from. One thing about the political system, the corrupt political system that we have, politicians need money. Period. They don't care about your vote. Your vote will come. It will be delivered if they have enough money and if they have a media that is willing to shove the politician down your throat. You will accept, no matter who the politician is, you will accept him. I guarantee you, if George Bush can run a third time, and if the media would turn George Bush into a hero of some sort. It'll take them about a month to convince enough people to re-elect George Bush. Now let's talk about what can you do, because we don't want to start something that will only end the war. The war is the least of our problems, ladies and gentlemen. It is the least of our problems right now. Everything starts with an idea. And I'm sure all of you have a lot of good ideas. Anyone can come up with a lot of ideas. But then what to do with the ideas? And I'm talking about in your own personal lives. Forget about politics. Forget about all that stuff. Just with your own personal life. If you want to do something and accomplish something, normally it starts with an idea. And everybody can think and come up with great ideas. Everyone wants to be rich. They want to be managers in their department. They want to be principals of their schools. They want to be, but only very few people make it to be. Well, you have got to plan. You've got to sit down and think about your idea of what you want to do. Plan it. Think about how you are going to accomplish it. Who are the people that you are going to get involved with this particular project? And start talking to people about your ideas. But you know, a lot of people, like I said, most people do have good ideas. And a lot of them even go a little bit further into taking that idea into the planning stage, which is actually sitting down with a piece of paper and a pen, or sit in front of your computer and put down those plan how you're going to tackle the issue or the project. And a lot of people actually do that. They will sit down and say, we want to do 1, 2, 3, 4. They make a list of the things that they want to do. And then you go back over that list and take a look at it again and start eliminating some of the stuff that would be probably too hard or too costly to do, because once you find out that you tackled it from one point and it's going to cost a lot, it's going to require a lot of hours, then what happens is you get discouraged. Make your list of what you want to do. You want to put up, let's say, and I'm talking about anything in life. But let's say we're talking about what can you do to change the country. Well, make your list. Talking to neighbors, talking to friends, making a little brochure and passing it to people, getting people on your email list, expand that email list and send them. But you know, all ideas, though, they stop at the idea level. Only a few of them will filter through to the planning phase. And out of those that actually make it to the planning phase and finding out exactly what you want to do and who you want to do it, we normally lack in the last stage, which is do it. We lack in the doing phase. And I'm sure a lot of you listening can relate to this. You always came up with a lot of good ideas to advance yourself, advance your career, advance your studies, make things better in the neighborhood, make things better with your family, with your friends, become a better person. But you always lack when you sit down and say, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4. You always lack in the doing thing. And that's what we want to hear your opinion about. What can people just like you do to change the country? We're not talking about now, the first caller, Mark, he mentioned very much, he talked about the enemy. And Robert talked about how we can change that enemy. What do you think? 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we're talking about steps that you can take to make a change. Remember, we talked a few weeks ago about what is your purpose in life. And as I stated before, most of us go through this life without even realizing what their purpose was. Do you know what your purpose is? Why were you born? That's basically is your purpose. Are you positively affecting the lives of people around you? The city around you? The country around you? The world around you? And some of you might start thinking, okay, what can we do? Well, like Robert mentioned, you can promote RBN to your friends, to your family, and expand it a little bit more. You can invite people to speak. There are a lot of good speakers out there. And if anyone is interested, I'm more than happy to come to you. If you want, I've spoken at churches, universities, different gatherings before. I don't charge anything for it. You're welcome to get a hold of us, and we can help you with any function that you would like to do. And probably there is someone in town thinking about the same thing or actually doing something about it. You know, once you expand and you go out there and you start asking questions, you will find what's around you, and you will be able to affect people's lives and get involved with it. If it's the war that you want to stop, you can. Just find out. You don't have to go and solve every problem in the world, but you can solve, start with solving one portion. And if each one of us does his job, we will get this country back the way it was, and we can start electing instead of selecting our politicians. I can tell you one thing. The system we have is, even though a lot of people might still think that, the system is great. Oh, I agree with you. The system is great. It's probably the greatest system of government that mankind has, an earthly system of government. Let me put that out there, because I'm sure some of you might say, oh, well, it's the religion. And, you know, I'm not really sure if it was religion that corrupted politicians or politicians. I don't know if we politicized the religion, or maybe the religion became more political. I'm not really sure which one corrupted who. But I can guarantee you, it's people who are corrupt, not the systems. It is people who are corrupt. And it is greed and power that very much the only thing that these people have in their mind. Billions of dollars in Iraq and billions of dollars, taxpayers' money, are lost because we don't know where they're at. Just as simple as that. Well, I guarantee you, in Iraq, there is a study that says $15 million of Iraqi oil is being very much stolen from the country. Well, that's $15 million. Now, we're not talking about the millions of dollars that are going into big corporate pockets. We're talking about this that they can't even find. They can't even find who got the oil and how the oil left the country. Well, who's in control? We are. As a matter of fact, the first Iraqi ministry that we very much secured was the oil ministry. So the system is the one that corrupts, the people who are corrupt, not the system. So we don't want to change the system of governments that we have in the United States. It works fine. Let's just implement the system. Let's not have a Congress who knowingly will lie to the country because the media is controlling them and AIPAC is controlling them. The neocons are controlling them. Money is controlling them, because what it boils down to, and what Mark was talking about earlier, that the Zionist control, we know it's there. And they are controlling. There is no doubt about it. But it does not do us any good by just identifying the problem and not doing anything about it, or even thinking that we cannot do something about it. Every one of you can do something. It's movements, they very much take on a live of their own. You don't have to do anything except spread the word. And one thing, ladies and gentlemen, I keep emphasizing it. We've got to help outlets like RBN. We have got to talk about this more when we come back from the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Current Issues. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want you to help RBN. That's one thing. If you're looking for something to do, anything you do, if you want to go out there and do the things that we've talked about doing, that's fine. If you just want to help RBN to stay and expand, that's fine. Just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, imagine. Now, this show, by the way, I have a lot of emails and messages that people send me on the internet. And I can tell you, we have people all over the world listening to us as we speak, not just in the United States. I'm getting messages from London, England. I'm getting messages from Cairo, Egypt. I'm getting messages from Canada. I'm getting messages from different places. And what we need to do, we need to expand this to other markets. And the only way we can do it is if we have the funds to do it. This is the people's voice. And unfortunately, we can't depend on the free, supposedly, press to take care of it for us because it's not free anymore. So only you can change things if you actually want to do something. You know, people in the world, they know the difference. And I hear it from people in the world. You know, they say, why do they hate us? They really don't hate us. They hate our government. They hate what we are doing in the world. And they will follow up that with, we know the American people are good people. They are. And yes, people in the United States are good and great people. We just have a government that somehow found itself ruling us while we were asleep. But you know what? People in the world also put responsibility on us, even though they don't hate us. They hate our government, but they say, wait a minute. You are a democracy. You voted for these people. You elected George Bush twice. The first time we excused you because you had nothing to do with it. George Bush was elected by one man, that one vote in the 5-4 decision in the Supreme Court. And keep in mind that a couple of people, or more than a couple of people in that Supreme Court, had very much personal interest in seeing George Bush become the president. For instance, Clarence Thomas, his wife was working for the Bush campaign. So how do you think Lawrence Thomas was going to vote on it? And remember, it was only one vote. So people in the world saying, you know what? That's what they were saying in the first George Bush term, that people did not elect George Bush. It was the Supreme Court that elected him. It was the cheatings that they had done in Florida, where his brother was the governor. And so you had nothing to do with it. But when we elected him the second time, even though a lot of people in this country don't know how George Bush was elected, I had Bob Fertakis on the TV show last Tuesday. He's in Ohio, and he has done a lot of research on how did George Bush steal the Ohio election. As you know, if he would have lost Ohio, then John Kerry would have been the president. Not that I'm counting it would have been much different, but I think we probably would not have gone to war as fast as we did if John Kerry was the president. But let's not forget that John Kerry also voted for the war. But we don't know how he would have done if he was the president. Maybe these neocons that packed the first George Bush administration, like Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith and Richard Pearl, well-known Zionists, and many of them contributed to why we went to war against Iraq. And our politicians had no reason, because, you know, saving the country is not on their agenda, but they very much had no reason to oppose the neocons, because the only reason that they would oppose is if they withheld funds from their campaigns, and AIPAC very much pushed everybody to say yes to the war. And the media very much, you know, got, you know, that old story. I'm not going to go on and on with that old story, but the people in the world understand that you, as the people of the United States, is not in control. Even though they're very much in shock and puzzled to why people in the United States are not doing much to change this government and to change the direction of the country. If the people, and as the polls are out there, 87 to 90% of people don't like what's happening now. But people in the world are watching us as people of the United States, and they are also puzzled of why we're not doing anything. That's a good question. If anyone wants to weigh in on this, please give us a call, 800-313-9443. And if you want to talk about other people in the world and how they see us, or do we even give a darn of how people see us in the world? Maybe we think of ourselves are much, much better than people in other countries, that their opinion does not really matter much. We are a superpower, and we have the power to rule the world. Or at least that's what Paul Wolfowitz, with his project for New American Century, is all about, that we go out there, we take our military, kill thousands of people, and take over countries, build our own military bases in there, and basically rule the world. That's the story that he very much concocted, and that's how the neocons sold the war to you, through the media that they also very much control. And here we are, people in America without America. Here we are, very much, I don't know how long the people in the world can wait, but we're very much beginning to look very weak to people out there, that why the American people are not moving. You might say, oh, okay, you know, such and such demonstration took place, but no, we're talking about the masses. We're talking about the masses, because the only way we are going to change this, by the masses going out there and doing it. We must not re-elect any congressman or woman. We must not elect any senators, the incumbents I'm talking about. Someone who's already in Washington should not go back to Washington, and we should, now it may not happen in the next election or the one after it, but if you really believe in taking the country back peacefully, that's the only way we are going to take the country back. If you think we can do it by taking up arms, I disagree with you. You can't. You will not be able to do it. They have much bigger guns. Plus, we're talking about our own government. We're talking about our own people. Let's get the right people in these positions of power. And the only way is to change and force change on these election rules, force change on how much money a congressman can receive from special interest, and make a change to where you, as a representative of that state, can only receive help from that state. Let's not have someone in Idaho or someone in Texas or someone in wherever, Nebraska, be financed by people in New York, because they want this particular man to be in power, or people in Washington who are dishing out millions of dollars to get the right people elected for them. That's what we need to do. Let's go to the phones with Gene in Texas. Go ahead, Gene.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, first of all, before I say anything, would you pronounce your name slowly so I won't get it wrong so often?
First name is Hisham.
Rashan?
No, Hisham.
Oh, Sisham.
Hisham.
Sisham. Well, that's as close as I can get. That's as close as I can get. I'm from Texas. You know, we don't speak English too well. anyway, I was...
Texas was the first state I went to before I came here to Louisiana. I love Texas, and since the day I left Texas, it's been about, 25 years. Oh. Since that day, I always said, I'm coming back to Texas, but I'm here.
Well, I've always been very proud to be from Texas, and sometimes here lately I'm a little bit less proud, but we have a lot of people here from all over now. It's not as Texas or localized as it used to be. A lot of people used to be mostly from here and surrounding states, but of course we have people here from all over the world now, so it's a whole different flavor, too.
What part of Texas are you from, Gene?
Originally East Texas, up around Palestine, Texas. I'm living in down here in the hill country now.
Actually, I like that town.
It's beautiful country.
I lived in Tyler, and the first time I went to Palestine.
That's course, where I was born, Palestine.
Yeah, the way it's written is the same thing as Palestine.
Yeah, they used to.
It's like what?
Most people call it that. Am I correct?
Originally a Palestinian, it's like, wow, Palestine.
You feel like you're a home deal there. You are from Palestine, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm 68 years old, and I only called in. I've been listening to this station for the last few years, and I'd say to the degree I'm awake, it's been through this listening. I listen to local micro FM station, and sometime on the shortwave when they carry something else. But it's been a slow deal, and I don't consider myself ever awake. I think it's a continuing learning process, because every time you think you know a whole lot, you find out you don't know, you didn't know as much as you thought. But I just wanted to let everybody know, I listened to this for a few years, and I would hear people say, do something. So this is not by any means a big thing, but it took, and still does, even at this moment I'm talking to you, for some strange reason that I hate to call on the phone and say anything because I feel inadequate, and I'm afraid, oh, I screwed up. And when I first called John, I think I called John Stuttmiller one day, and he was so nice, he helped me to relax some, but I still babbled incoherently like I'm probably doing now.
So you're doing
great.
But
to make the first step, if that is your first step, I found after I did that, and a couple of more times, I try not to do it too often, then from there on, you find yourself wanting to do more because for some reason it's a catching thing, you know. So then I started, I'm not an internet guy either, but I started looking up the things more, and I can scroll and do the basic simple things on the internet and check the Ron Paul side, vote for this, vote for that. Then I decided to call the congressman as much as they'd gagged me to do so. Especially those, and I might suggest that people do that, especially in their own states or anyone running for office like McCain or whoever it may be, because they don't know if you're a potential voter or not. And I urge them, like on the hate crime bill and this and that, and just little things, and then you find one thing leads to another, then the more you do, the more you want to do. So I'm already making plans for other things that I intend to do. I called RBN the other day and made my little pledge enough to cover the stamps, hopefully,
Gene, you just said something that is so wonderful. When you do something, you want to do more.
That's right.
And that's exactly how it works. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, you're doing great, and I don't see that you're nervous or inadequate at all. I think you're saying the right things, and that's exactly what I was talking about with people getting out of this comfort zone, because I'm sure, before you called, you probably were thinking, oh, should I call, should I not call?
I was, yeah.
That's your comfort zone talking to you, because you're comfortable listening, but you were not comfortable enough to dial, and especially when you were on hold, it's like, oh, my God, now what I'm going to
do. You got it. That's exactly right.
Exactly. But the more you push on that comfort zone, the more you find that it's not really rigid zone around you. It's elastic.
Right.
And it will push as long as you push it away from you, it will push. You know, right now you are.
Yeah.
You're making the call here. You
right.
know, next thing you know, you will be calling more shows. You will be talking to other people, and you're doing great. I appreciate all the things you're doing. You go to Tyler, Texas?
I'm originally. I was born in Palestine. I've lived in Houston for many, many years, and I moved up here to the Hill Country some years ago. Been here about 7 years.
You know,
and,
I love Tyler.
Oh yeah, I used to work in Tyler. Yeah.
In the spring, you will have. I mean, that's like the flower capital.
Oh, it's a beautiful place up there.
Of the
brick streets. States. Yeah, beautiful.
Yes,
place.
I love that.
But I just urge everyone to support RBN and call all your friends. You're bound to know some people, especially in other states, and urge them to call their people and promote RBN. And
very good.
Paul,
we'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We only have a few more minutes left. It's amazing how time goes so fast when you're having fun. I appreciate the call from Gene I think he had said a lot of things. And one thing, when he said that he was a little nervous or he thought he would be inadequate or he might say the wrong thing. Well, I'm sure you're listening to my accent and you wonder, at one time, I'm sure I was afraid or embarrassed to speak because I did not know if people will understand what I was saying, but I tried it anyhow, and apparently it worked because at least you're able to understand what I'm telling you. Imagine for someone who did not speak the language, did not know, I mean, I knew a little bit about English in school, but that's very much how you learn a second language in school. As soon as you leave school, the only things you know is how to say goodbye and hello and a couple of other words. But and from all states, I chose Texas to go to. And just imagine, well, for those of you who don't know or never heard a Texas accent, it was, to me, it's like, are these people speak English? but you know what? I'm glad I went to Texas because Texas is still not to, you know, make people here in Louisiana upset with me, but I like Texas. I love Louisiana. I love the Cajun food that we have here. It's great. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with what we were talking about today is steps that you need to take to expand the circle around you and have more and more people listen to RBN, because the more and more people we are able to tell the truth to, people will be able to do something. And definitely tell all your friends about this program, Current Issues, and also the Current Issues TV, which airs at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. You can get that at www.currentissues.tv. You can also send me emails and messages through the website. You can also go on RBN website to get my address, my email address from there. But you can send me, my email address is Tillawi, T-I-L-L-A-W-I, at currentissues.tv. I would love to hear from you. And I would love to start hearing things that you're doing. Just send me an email. Say you've talked about a couple of people about current issues and you got them to listen to it. You invited some people to your house. As a matter of fact, on the TV show when we first started, we had people having a current issues parties at their homes. Well, they were they were taking turns of who to inviting someone to their houses and having a barbecue or whatever and listen to or see the TV show. Would like to do, you know, Saturday afternoons is good for barbecues, so invite some friends next time and call me. Let me know that you're having a get together to listen to Current Issues. Until we see you next Saturday, I'm not going to be here, but I will see you the week after. Goodbye, and go out and do the right thing. Bye-bye.